We're going to interview Sharon. So it's going to be like Oprah Winfrey and Kate Winslet. Amen. Okay. Sharon, we have a couple of questions that we'd like to ask you. First question is, what attracted you to become a Christian? And if you could just tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, gosh, it's actually 20 years on now, and I'm going to get very emotional.
Okay. God is good.
Yeah.
Amen.
I was actually... he always tries to grab the line, like... I'll just put it in a nutshell. You know, me and Noel, as most of you know, we're together a long, long time now. And when I was 16 and Noel was 17, we had a baby. And, you know, things weren't great or whatever. And then as we got a little bit more into our teenage years, like, Noel started to go down the road that, you know, I didn't want to go down. And with my family background, my mother was an alcoholic, and so that came with its own problems. And, you know, I was responsible for six other children and my own. So it was seven and myself, and I was still only 16. So obviously you can imagine I became very depressed and very low. And, you know, and then Noel heading down this road didn't help either. And... you know, one of our old mates came and shared the gospel with us, and, you know, the mad thing, I'm sure all of us that were in this situation now, you kind of think they're off their head and all that stuff, and, you know, but yet, you know, something resides within you, that what these are saying is there's something in what they're saying, you know, and I remember on a few occasions telling Noah, like, listen, get that guy out of our house because he's mad and all of that. But what I didn't realise at the time was that God was just doing something and moving within me. And he gave us, obviously everybody knows, an invitation on the 22nd of March.
Come on, Sharon, don't let him down.
At 9:40 in the Come National Stadium. No. And to hear an evangelist. And, you know, we went and we gave our lives to the Lord there together, which was... which was amazing, like, because usually you hear couples, like, it's one in before the other one. And we were both there together, and even though you knew something had happened, you still had that, oh, hang on a minute till we make sure, like, what we're doing, and make sure, you know, get to know all about this God and everything. But, you know, and the rest is his story, or history, as we like to say. And, you know, but he lifted me from a pit. He didn't do it straight away. It was a process. He lifted me from a pit. Obviously, I had a lot of hurt and a lot of anger. And, you know, he gradually done it. And as I was willing to give it over, and sometimes I wasn't that willing, you know, and that's what made it take longer. But, you know, yeah, that was it. He took me out of a pit, basically, you know, and, he, you know, his word promises that he takes you out of a pit. He'll put your feet on a rock. And that's basically what he done. And I'm here
Amen.
Today.
Amen. Amen. Sharon, we'd like to know what keeps you strong and motivated in the Lord.
Well, if I said that, they take his license out of money. just totally relying on him, like, you know, trials trials come, believe me, storms come, and it's just being basically rooted in him, and, you know, calling on him to strengthen you and to take it. And I think, you know, at the beginning, and when you're only a young Christian, you know, it's when you give your stuff over to the Lord, sometimes it's hard because you're like, oh, I don't know. But as you give it, when you become older and the trials come and the storms come, it's easier. We don't spend as long in the pit or in the storm, you know, and we learn to just trust in him. And that's basically... Yeah, what if not?
Amen. That's great. Okay. What has been the most rewarding or miracle thing that the Lord has done for you in the last 20 years?
How long do I have? No. There's hundreds. We started this journey together, and we lived by faith for 7.5 years, and obviously there was hundreds of miracles that were performed in that way. And I suppose seeing our kids growing in the Lord and achieving the goals that they have, and then my father was healed last year, and to see that miracle, and to see Noel's family, his father and his mother coming to the Lord, and just being here, this is this is a miracle. This building is a miracle. Everything about us, that's it.
What has been the most rewarding for yourself being a leader in the ministries like WOW, the Link Group, and I'm sure there's many more ministries that you've led up?
I suppose I'd never look at it as, for me, what would be the most rewarding, because it's actually very, very scary when you're responsible for a ministry and for people's lives. And but God, this all began, the call of my life began, obviously, when I became a Christian. But 16 and a half years ago, the Lord gave me a word in the pit. I was in the pit, but the Lord gave me a word. And, I'm even sitting here today is the fruition of that word. A lot of us said that he would use me with women. And, coming from my background and wherever, I didn't trust women a lot. I didn't trust myself at that time, but I didn't trust women particularly. And that was a work the Lord had to do within me. And then, WOW developed, and the Link Group, Paul was blessed amongst us. It was mainly women. And but you sit here and you watch, and you view your life, and I think when you get older, you kind of look back on certain things. And you see, it took 16 years for this process, and part of it was my doing, because I was stubborn, or I am stubborn, or whatever, and and allowing the Lord to do it. But he has a plan for each and every one of us, and no matter what, that plan is going to be brought to fruition. And it's just amazing, to think, only now I'm saying, gosh, that was a word such and such gave me 16 and a half years ago, and now I'm beginning to see the fruits of the word, and seeing part of the plan and a glimpse of the bigger picture of what God has. And especially, guys, you just get to listen in on this one, but especially what I feel with women, I firmly believe this. I believe that we have the keys to unlock one another. We know how we operate. We know all the bits, and I do firmly believe that. And as much for even now or for the future, that I need you and you need me. We need one another to fulfil what God is going to do. And I truly believe that we have the keys to unlock one another.
Just one more question from me. Looking back over the last 20 years, do you have any regrets about your Christian life?
I suppose, I don't know whether you'd call it a regret, but I think it would have been probably more less shy or whatever, not being as forward to share your faith as, being kind of out there and, open and just saying, this is who I am, and this is, and I think that'd be just... That would be one. I wouldn't change anything else.
Okay, amen. Can we have a round of applause for Sharon? Amen. Amen. Well done, Sharon. I'm going to call Carol Dunn now to come and say a few words.
Carol.
Thanks, Liz. Don't any of you dare take photographs with my glasses on. I wrote down what I wanted to say to Sharon, because I was asked by Breda to speak on behalf of WOW. And the reason why I wrote it down, because you'll be here for supper, not breakfast. Because there's that many good things to say about Sharon. I just wrote a tribute to Sharon Kenny. On behalf of WOW, we as a church would like to thank you, Sharon, for her dedication to this ministry, which was her very good friend, Teresa's dream. ministry. Therese had such a heart for women. So together, Sharon and Therese formed WOW, Women of Worth. To where it is today, a place where women can come together, build each other up, and encourage each other. It had to be with great difficulty for the last 2 years for Sharon to continue with the WOW ministry without the beautiful Therese. But Sharon, being Sharon, guess what? She did it, and she did a great job of it. When people ask me what the pastor is like, I always say he's a designer pastor. But guess what? Behind every good man is usually a great woman. And in this case, it's definitely true. I would like to thank Sharon for sharing her life, her husband, and her family with us 24/7. I don't know if I could share my husband in everyone's life the way Sharon and her girls do. But then Noel's not as good looking as my husband.
That's not in the notes.
It is, yeah. It is. She said it's not in the notes. Believe you me, it is. When I was asked a few weeks ago by Breda to say a few words about Sharon, I was wondering what to say, and the Lord gave me the key word out of Noel's sermon on the 9th of the 809, and it was in Public Enemies. Sharon hates injustice. She hates unfairness. She shows mercy. Her heart for her extended family and neighbours. She helps people to find their voice, and she's a voice for people with no voice, and that's in Matthew 25. She inspires people. I admire her when people make decisions that she is not comfortable with. She prays that she's wrong and that they're right, and that whatever way it goes, it works out. I thank the Lord for Sharon's input into my own life. She's a very good friend. I admire how she takes control of horrific situations. The minute something is brought to her attention, she makes calls at the drop of a hat to put people together with people that can help them. This lady is truly 100% pastor's wife. Among other titles she has, she's a daughter. And if her father was here, he'd confirm she's a very good daughter. She's a mother, a sister, an auntie, etc. Most of all, I hope the people of this church give her the credit she truly deserves. Sharon, you are a great friend. We are blessed, we are greatly blessed to have you in our lives. On behalf of WOW, Sharon Kenny, thank you. And the Lord will say to you today, this is my daughter in whom I am well pleased. God bless you all, dear Sharon.
I'm just going to open it up to the floor. Does anybody have a question that they'd like to ask Sharon? Just two. We'll take two. Would anybody like to ask a question? Come on, don't be shy. Okay, hold on.
I knew it would be
there. Sharon, congratulations. I'd just like to ask, what's it like as a wife of the pastor when he has to go off in the night time and get a phone call, or he can't be with the girls because he's gone to see somebody or help someone, or all that kind of... As being married, coming from where he's coming from in the flats, and then him having to go off at the drop of a hat, either go to Cork, go to Kerry, go to England, anything like that.
Well, sometimes there is them phone calls during the night, and sometimes I go with him, and girls are not aware of it now, but they do never be aware of it, because we're back in home just in time for them to get to school or wherever. And, you know, it's... God gives you the grace. It's the job. It's the role we took on. And, you know, God just, he just does it. You know, sometimes I don't like it. in the early days, I didn't like it, but you know, as you get older, I suppose the kids' needs and all are not as great as they were then, like to be with them or whatever. And we usually do sit down and we say, like, this month will be a very busy month without any other hiccups. So the girls are fully aware of when it's busy and when it's not. So we don't just run off and leave them. It's not like that. Everybody's in on the plan. So except that during the night. But yeah, that's the way we do it. So we calculate it very well as much as we can.